As soon as R.J. Maitland turned into the sweeping drive of Maitland Maternity Clinic, he saw the mob. Not a rioting mob, but every bit as bloodthirsty. Reporters. They wouldn't destroy property, but they were certainly doing their best to destroy his reputation and that of the clinic. As president of Maitland Maternity, he felt responsible for its good name. As a man, he felt a red-hot rage. His hands tightened painfully on the wheel of his Mercedes, the only sign he allowed of his inner turmoil. Damn Tanya Lane for naming him as the father of the abandoned baby, and damn himself for having ever been involved with her in the first place. Hoping to go unnoticed by the milling, impatient crowd, he drove to the parking lot around the corner. It turned out to be a futile effort. His car was spotted, and the mob rushed his way, flash bulbs popping, video cams zooming in, reporters with microphones extended, running to reach him, hoping for the first damaging quote of the day. Since the baby had been discovered on the steps of the clinic in September, it had been like this, but now the focus had changed. He was the target.